Kids are getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like
continuing
yours will surely come my way. Hey, 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 every day.
Continuing the conversation now, a lot of conversations going on inside the Beltway on Capitol Hill when it comes to abortion and how abortions get paid for in this country. It's been a debate ongoing since 1973. Federal funds being used for abortion has always been something that's a hot button issue, to say the least. And right now, 100 Republicans are telling the president, Joe Biden, don't force Americans to fund abortion and Planned Parenthood. One of the folks leading that charge, Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn, who joins me now. Senator, thank you for being here.
Good to be with you. Thank you so much. And yes, indeed, I have been so pleased that with the House and the Senate, we've had about 100 colleagues join us in sending this letter to President Biden and Secretary Becerra, because we're very concerned about their activism in trying to expand abortion on demand.
So explain where this money comes from and why we're at this point in the conversation. It's not been an issue recently. It was not an issue during the previous administration. But all of a sudden, here it is, front and center, American taxpayer dollars being used to pay for abortions. And it's not just here. Some of this extends overseas. We'll get to that as well. But explain to the folks how this all came to be.
One of the things that the pro-abortion crowd has wanted to do is move away from the moniker of pro-choice and just say that they are pro-abortion. One of their components is to remove the Hyde Amendment protections and then to allow taxpayer dollars, every dollar, and bear in mind, this is why the issue is so significant. Every single dollar the federal government has comes out of a hardworking taxpayer's pocket. And repeatedly, whether people were pro-choice or they were pro-life, they would say, we do not want federal taxpayer dollars spent to allow for abortion procedures, and we don't want it used for abortion on demand. So that is how we've been able to protect life and to protect the taxpayer. What we are seeing right now is a push from the White House and the administration to move to a template where it is abortion on demand. Now, those on the left have long supported this. This has been their holy grail, if you will. They wanted individuals to be able to go in and get an abortion whenever they want that abortion. For those that are on Medicaid or Medicare, they want those federal taxpayer dollars to pay for these procedures. Likewise, you mentioned foreign policy. And when we talk about that, we've had the Mexico City protections. And now what they're wanting to do is to allow those foreign aid dollars to be used in countries to provide abortion overseas.
Seems to me, Senator, that they want to use federal dollars for just about anything under the sun. It almost occurs to me that maybe they consider Planned Parenthood to be infrastructure based on everything else you find in some of these bills they put forth. And I say that, you know, tongue in cheek, but honestly, the amount of money being spent, $1.9 trillion here, another $2.5 trillion there, and having taxpayers fund abortion not only here but around the planet? I mean, how does that make sense in a time when we have $30 trillion in debt?
We know that it does not make sense, but we also recognize that what the left has wanted to do is to say that abortion is a right. We believe that you have a right to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. So they're trying to change this and add to rights, say that health care is a right, abortion is a right. And these are things that we just are going to continue to push back on. And I hope that your viewers will follow us. They'll find me online at Marsha Blackburn, and I hope they will participate in helping us protect life and to make certain that taxpayer funds are not used to fund abortion.
I think one of the other concerns that people have right now is that we have heard about these terrible conditions of young women, underage women, and women coming to the southern border that are abused and end up in this country. And they want us to pay for all of the, you know, the protections for these women as well. Shouldn't we just get the border situation under control? We could stop a lot of these concerns. We wouldn't have the sexual assaults, the violence against women that we're seeing, and the stories, the horrible stories we're hearing. There are other things that need to be done to protect women in this, in, not just in this country, but around the world, are there not?
Yes, you're correct in that. And there are situations at the border. If you secured the border, as President Trump did when he was in office, and you saw a notable decrease in the crossings at the border. We had the migrant protection protocols, the Remain in Mexico policy, and individuals could apply for asylum in their home country and be vetted there or remain in Mexico until they were vetted. That helped to protect this border and to protect individuals. What we do know now is that all young girls, as young as 10, 12, 13, are given a pregnancy test when they come across the border. That is because of the abuse, the rape, the sexual abuse that is happening to these women and girls as they are traveling with these cartels. So this is a very dangerous situation. Securing that border, continuing to build the wall, putting in place the migrant protection protocols, ending catch and release, having Remain in Mexico, all of this would help to end this humanitarian crisis that is happening on our southern border.
And unfortunately, that does not seem to be a priority. Kamala Harris, almost a month as the border czar, has made no appearance at the border. The priority apparently seems to be providing for abortions here in America and around the world with American taxpayer dollars. What is your hope, Senator, last question here, about where this letter will go from 100 Republicans saying, please don't do this? Do you hold out any hope on that?
One of the things that we are hopeful for is President Biden will realize he has a lot of crisis happening in many different areas of his administration. And whether it is the push for abortion on demand, the push by his own Homeland Security Secretary for unsecured borders, imagine that, the push that is taking place to put in place the Green New Deal through an infrastructure bill, we hope that there will be some of the moderate Democrats that will say, hey, wait a minute, we're really off track, and will return to work with us in a bipartisan way.
And I hope it turns out to be correct, Senator, because if not, it seems to be a fairly radical path, but that doesn't seem to change anything. Senator Marsha Blackburn, greatly appreciate your time here today. We'll follow this and see where this ends up, but it's an important effort you're undertaking, and thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Bye-bye now.
Recorded yesterday afternoon with Marsha Blackburn. Quick break here on the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar.
One night, I was at a bar.
I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
Uh-huh. I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.